Live from the D along Woodward, this is Focus on 760 WJR. Now bring you all the NFL draft excitement at Campus Marshes. Terry Rattigan sitting in for Paul W. Smith.
Well, welcome back to the show. Our final 30 minutes, and what a thrill it's been. It's so exciting to see what I see in front of me. I'll set the stage. I am on Woodward Avenue at a building called The Cube. It's the Chase Tower. It's one of Bedrock's fabulous buildings that they've renovated in downtown Detroit. I'm filling in for the legendary Paul W. Smith and honored to be doing so. And I'm really excited to introduce my next guest who really needs no introduction. But Lomas Brown, you have interviewed me before, but this is my first opportunity to interview you. So welcome to the show, Lomas.
Hey, you know I appreciate it, Terry. How you doing today, man?
I am doing so well. This is absolutely unbelievable that we are finally here. And as we talked about last night, that countdown clock once said 742 days, and now I can see it. It says 0 days and just a few hours until we kick off this draft. So exciting.
You know, I was down there last night. I had an event, Dan Gilbert. We had an event at Gilly's, his brand new sports bar that he opened up in honor of his son. Oh, my gosh, man. Awesome place. I mean, immaculate. Food was great. Everything was great. And it was kind of a welcome to Detroit right there last night. But, man, with the sun shining today and I hear the bustling behind you, I know people ready, and I know it's exciting down there.
It is, and it's the anticipation of the draft really is palpable. And I'd love to – I'm going to brag on you, my friend, for a minute. I think people need to understand that in the 1985 NFL draft, you were taken in the first round 6th overall coming out of the University of Florida. That's pretty amazing stuff, and I would just love to have you tell us a little bit about what draft day was like for you back in 1985.
Well, it was a little bit more subtle for me, the big fella. I was at home. I had my 19-month-old daughter there, Antoinette, with me. We were just in the family room. And, you know, I think the biggest thing for me was it was more shock because Detroit was never on the radar. They never talked to me. They never worked out. I never talked to any of the coaches, anybody. And 2 picks before they picked me, They called me and say, hey, if this and that happens, we're going to choose you. And this and that happens, and they end up choosing me. So it was a real surprise for me to come to Detroit. But, man, I couldn't think of that best move ever made, me coming to the city of Detroit, blocking for one of the greatest running backs ever, I'd say the greatest, and being able to live here as a citizen, man. It's just come full circle for the big fella.
Well, there's no doubt about it. The 11 years that you spent with the Lions, many of them clearing holes for Barry Sanders. Not that he needed too big of a hole, because he would be able to find his gap and make an amazing play. But couldn't have done it without you. And it was a great draft pick by the Lions because of your incredible longevity. And then you went on to some other teams, including winning the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which has got to be, certainly a thrill and something you'll always have to talk about with your kids and grandkids.
That's the pinnacle. I was able to reach the pinnacle of my sport, and that was getting to the Super Bowl. And, you know, it was quite an honor. And, look, I'll just let the people in on the secret. I played in 2 of them. I lost a Super Bowl when I was with the Giants. You get a ring for losing, too. So it's called the NFC or AFC Championship ring. But I say it's a loser's ring because every time you look at it, it reminds you that you lost the Super Bowl. But for our fans out there, you get one whether you win or lose the Super Bowl. You do get a ring.
Well, that's good to know. I did not know that. So Lomas, Lomas, there's a lot of intrigue going into tonight with the – the Bears with the number one pick, and all the University of Michigan players that are on the docket, including J.J. McCarthy, and the Lions sitting way back in an unusual spot for them, 29th. What are you looking for? What are you excited about most about when the commissioner kicks this thing off at 8 o'clock? What are you most interested in seeing?
You know, I'm always interested in seeing who's right and who's wrong. I mean, come on, Terry, you heard so many different ways of how this draft is going to shake out. I think probably the one thing you can count on, I think, is that Caleb Williams will go to the Chicago Bears with the first pick. But everything else after that, you really don't know. Those guys tried to guess. So I think the intrigue comes in with me is to find out who's right, who's wrong, and then to just see how these guys' careers play out according to how people thought they are projected their career would play out.
Well, our general manager, Brad Holmes, certainly, I would say, had as close to a perfect draft as you could have last year. And so I think what all the mock drafts, you know, they come up with speculation. It's a bit of a crapshoot to try and figure out how all these chips are going to fall. But certainly Brad Holmes, not just this past year, but in all the drafts that he's participated in for us, along with Dan Campbell and Rod Wood and Sheila Hamp, their track record stands on its own. So I think what I'm hearing from Lions Nation is in them we trust. You know, they have developed an ability to evaluate talent, to make moves, and to make this team the best it can be. So I'm really excited to watch how it shakes out for our beloved Detroit Lions.
Yeah, and if you think about all the hours, the days, the hours that they put into analyzing these guys and making sure, like you say, you have to be a Detroit Lion now. And I never thought I would hear those words, but not just anyone can play for the Detroit Lions. And that's real good to hear that they have a standard, a player that they want on their team, that, and it's only that standard that they're willing to accept. So you're right, Brad. And look, I'm going to give Sheila Hamp for the most credit because she put this group together and she's given them the resources and she's let them go and do what they need to do. So I think she deserves so much more credit than she gets for how this whole organization, how this whole thing has just changed around and how the Lions are perceived now as a team, a team of destination, more than the team where guys just came to finish out their career.
I agree with you on the praise of Sheila, and I would say this about the type of players that the Lions are looking for. It's not just how they do in the combine. It's the quality of their character. I think that really matters to this brain trust that leading the Lions. What kind of people are they, and are they going to fit into this culture that they're building? And so there's two important criteria. Yes, the physical aspects, but also how do they behave? And it's so exciting to be here. Lomas, you and AB, Anthony Bellino, have done such a great job on Sports Wrap. And for those folks listening, if you haven't yet tuned in to the Sports Wrap at 6 o'clock on WJR, you owe it to yourself to do so. It is so much fun. You guys have a great chemistry, and I really appreciate you taking some time today to talk to us.
Hey, Terry, anything for you, my man. You take care.
I appreciate it. That's Lomas Brown, Lions legend, and you're listening to Focus on WJR.